score and
new this morning, we're getting our first look inside the
Welcome to Firsthand, the podcast where we hear firsthand accounts of the most important moments in history from the people who lived them. I'm Devin Field.
And I'm Greg Gallant.
How are you, Greg?
Greg? Not great.
Is everything okay?
I got a bit of medical news.
What? So serious. Such a serious place to start.
I've been exhibiting some symptoms, and frankly, I think it's crazy that the people close to me didn't see this.
We did see it. You're referring to how you were... Do you want to say it?
I'm turning into a dog.
Turning into a dog.
You didn't know. No one knew.
I said many times you were in denial about it. You didn't want to hear the truth.
Dev, you're not hearing me. I'm turning into a dog.
I am hearing you. I said this before. So how does this work, Greg? You're on a medication that's turning you into a fucking dog?
And I... Wow. I mean, would you, if someone came in here and said, oh, I have bone cancer, would you yell at them?
No.
I'm turning into a dog, Devin. It's serious. And I know I also kept dating all my doctors and therapists That's right. But I'm leaving that behind. I need to get well. And I've met, legally speaking, he calls himself a mad scientist. And he can do a procedure.
That's a legal term.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He can do a procedure. He's going to do a procedure on me tonight that's going to...
I hate this for you. You're doing a clandestine late night procedure to
what?
How did
you know it was clandestine?
Well, come on. He's a mad scientist.
So it's a back alley basement.
Jesus.
Not a lot of people know that alleys have basements.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to, in his words, cut the dog out of me, grr, grr, grr.
Oh my God.
Something weird too.
I'm picturing the doctor's office from the Tim Burton Batman film, the doctor who treats the Joker's face.
I don't remember that, but Does it look anything like the doctor's office in Human Centipede?
Haven't seen it.
Ah.
We're at an impasse, Greg. Greg, I'm glad you got a handle on that.
Yeah. Oh, and also I'm dating the scientist. What's up with you, Devin?
Okay, Jesus. Don't do that. Respect boundaries. I'm doing well. I am in the middle of recording my EP, slaving away.
Did that producer work out?
The producer worked out. We are recording it in the walk-in at a California pizza kitchen where he works.
Is it true that your album is brought to you by the barbecue chopped chicken salad?
That's correct. So at this point, that means the full title of my EP is Playing the Field, A Life Well Loved, Songs in the Key of My Mind, Inner Visions, Volume 1, Volume 2, brought to you by the Barbecue Chopped Chicken Salad.
There are just some iconic album titles.
Yes.
You know, Never Mind.
Quadrophenia.
Yeah. Who's Next? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And now that one we just said.
Yeah.
So
what's the acronym real quick?
Don't want to do it.
Okay.
Can't. Literally can't.
Me neither.
So we're working on that, recording songs in the walk-in. It is not an acoustically friendly environment.
It's got to be cold.
Really cold. Strings quickly getting out of tune.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to play guitar anyway, so it doesn't totally matter. It's just me noodling in a fridge.
Mm. And when you say noodles?
I mean eating noodles. Okay. While noodling on a guitar.
Gotcha. Any songs in the can, Dev?
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Did a song based on a slam poem I wrote when I was 15.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was emotional. Oh. It was really emotional.
That's great. I'm sure it'll show through on the album.
Well, you'll hear me crying.
Oh, so it's like how some people will put like the talk back of their band before a song.
Yeah, right.
Is it before or after the song or like throughout?
Throughout.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like that one, what is it, the sweater song where you hear people at the party talking, be like, hey man, take it easy, bro.
Yeah, it's
like that, but it's me talking to my demons.
Oh, mm-hmm. And what are those?
Mommy Never Loved Me.
Classic demon.
Yeah. Daddy Didn't Pay Attention to Me. Scotty Doesn't Know. These are
pretty similar.
Yep.
There's a theme. Mm-hmm. There's a thread here of people not liking you.
Yes. But I tell
but
you
that's
who
what feeds art.
Yes.
Even notice how every good artist is like fucked up.
Yes.
And if you're normal and nice to people, you can't be good.
Yes. If you're not addicted to a substance, enough that you can eventually kick it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to listen to your fucking album.
Mm-hmm. If you like collaborate well and work well with people, you're not a true
Get
genius.
Out of here.
Fuck off.
Which is why this is so great, because we work so poorly together.
Yeah.
So, Greg, should we dive into our topic for this episode?
Speaking of football.
Of course. Speaking of football, look, this season we're talking about geniuses. We're talking about some of the great luminaries, the great minds, the great talents. And of course, we wanted to touch on someone from the wide world of sports. And who greater than Mr. Tom Brady?
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
The legend.
The GOAT. The man, the myth, the GOAT. Tom Brady, quarterback of the New England Patriots. Would you like some background on Tom Brady, Greg?
Sure, I would.
Maybe I should like sort of lightly skim sections of his Wikipedia article.
Yeah, yeah.
Would that be a good setup?
I feel like I could do it off the top of my head.
Yeah,
He went to Michigan. He sucked there.
Okay, you're honestly doing better than I would. Yes, of course. His full name, Thomas Brady Jr., an American football quarterback for the New England Patriots. He's played in a record 9 Super Bowls, winning 6, the most of any player in NFL history.
Christ, is that right?
That's right. He's won a record 4 Super Bowl MVP awards, as well as 3 NFL MVP awards, and many consider him to be the greatest quarterback, if not the greatest football player of all time. He played college football at the University of Michigan, something you seem to know something about despise.
Wasn't the Tom Brady we know now when he played
for us. No, in fact,
that's
probably why he was drafted 199th overall in the 6th round in the year 2000. In his second season after being drafted by the Patriots, he became the starting quarterback after Drew Bledsoe got hurt. And he's been with the Patriots for 20 seasons.
God, crazy.
That's the NFL record for seasons as a quarterback with one team. And he's also one of only 2 quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl in their first season as a starter.
Oh, who's the other one? Wait, don't tell me. Do you know?
No.
All right. So whatever I guess, you'll say it's correct?
That's right.
Robert Griffin III.
Correct. He's got 200 regular season wins. He's never had a losing season as a starting quarterback. He's led his team to more division titles, 16, than any other quarterback in NFL history.
Wow.
He's got a postseason record of 30-11, so he's the first in all-time playoff wins. There's so many of these records, it's almost dull to read them all.
Almost.
He's been in 14 Pro Bowls.
Wow.
Which ties the record for most.
And of course,
Robert Griffin III. He has, in his throughout his career, he has 70,000 passing yards, 1,000 rushing yards. He's also tied for the longest touchdown pass.
Really?
A 99-yard pass to Wes Welker.
Wes.
And of course, then we get into some of the unsavory elements of his life. Of course, he was involved in the Deflategate scandal in, I believe, the 2014 season. Okay.
One of our guests.
demonstrating. Peek behind the curtain. One of our guests is already furious. And he was suspended for 4 games of the 2016 season because of his involvement in that scandal. But they went on to win 2 of the next 3 Super Bowls, making him the record holder for most Super Bowl wins by a player and the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl at age 41. Brady has several kids. He had one with actress Bridget Monaghan.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't know.
And she's different from Michelle Monaghan.
Yes.
And who would you say Bridget is?
She was in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? Or is that
that's
Michelle,
baby.
Never mind. Moving on. And then, of course, he had more children, a son named Benjamin with his wife, Brazilian model Gisele Bündchen. Am I saying that correctly? Do we think that's the way that's
said?
Then, of course, a little bit about his personal politics is something I'd like to get into. He attended the 2004 State of the Union as a special guest of George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
That year, he also told ESPN Magazine that being a senator would be his, quote, craziest ambition. He's also a friend of Donald Trump. In 2017, he indicated that he had known Trump for 16 years. Donald Trump said that Tom Brady called him in November and said, "Donald, I support you. You're my friend, and I voted for you."
What a natural sentence! In the way
happened. Yeah. But then his wife was asked on Instagram whether she and Brady backed Trump, and she replied, "No," in all caps.
Wow.
And of course, there was a famous Make America Great Again cap scene in his locker. Mm-hmm. And after that, Tom Brady said that his wife had asked him not to discuss politics anymore.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're at with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, there's also an element that I had noticed was his crazy diet. If he has part of the way he, reason he is the GOAT is his insane diet of not eating all sorts of like nightshades, like he won't eat tomatoes.
Funny you should mention it, Dev.
Please.
Because as always, you and I have a connection to the subject
matter. We're something of, and we hate to say it, but we are like Forrest Gump.
We're like Forrest Gump. We know
everyone. We've met everyone. We were involved. And how are you involved?
Well, of course, there's the famous diet, the famous health regimen, TB12, Tom Brady 12 is his number, and I am part of that wellness team, part of the wellness team for Tom Brady.
Wow.
And I have been for several years. So now, how are you involved, Dev?
Well, hang on. Let's unpack that, Greg. You're part of Tom Brady's wellness team? What does that mean?
Well, there's a whole team of people. You know, there's nutritionists. There's trainers, there's his private chef, and I'm on the team. How do you
What
know,
are
Tom?
You? What's the, Not so fast, Greg. What are you doing on the team? What's your role?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is this steroids?
No. Well, look.
Well?
So, you know Tom is very strict diet, right?
Yes,
like
of
you said, can't have a nightshade, can't have like a fucking strawberry.
Can't have bread.
Can't have anything. But he loves food.
Okay.
So he does have someone on his payroll who, you know, gets junk food, sweets and stuff like that, and then we'll eat, you know, he'll watch me eat them.
So Tom Brady pays you to eat junk food in front of him while he watches?
Sort of a cucking situation, sort of a whipping boy situation.
So when you say cucking, is he aroused by this?
I tell you what, if he's not, he's got a weird way of showing.
If he's not aroused, he has a weird way of showing that he's like not aroused?
Yes.
So he's aroused.
Yeah, he's aroused. Yeah, look, he's in a little cuck cage.
Uh-huh. He's in a cage.
Yeah, you know.
Good God.
And I'll get a hamburger. And like you said, steroids. Yeah, Tom does not take steroids.
Okay.
But he loves them, so he watches me take them.
So you take steroids and eat junk food in front of Tom Brady.
Yeah. Well, look at my body, Dev, okay? It's a mess.
Yeah.
I got paws. I got a snout. It's from this terrible diet.
No, it's from the medication that's making you a dog.
Whatever. Tomato, tomato. A thing that I have to eat a lot in front of Tom.
Wow.
So, there. You happy?
I'm happy.
You pried it out of me.
Okay.
I'm his little cuck food boy.
Ugh. What is he like when he's watching you? Is he
licking his lips, and I don't know if it's food or sex.
Ugh. Wow.
And Giselle, of course.
Go on.
You know, she's a model of fitness.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yes, she's a professional model.
So she can't have this stuff either.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you're eating for two?
Well, the thing is, I wish. I eat for the boys. The thing is, Giselle's favorite food is like spoiled milk and like rotten. And so I have to eat that while she watches.
So because that falls under a category of things she can't have.
Yeah.
You have to have it?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, look, internships are hard.
It's an internship, so you're not even being paid.
Yeah, well, I said on the payroll, like I'm on there, but it says but
the dollar
zero.
Amount is zero.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is
Greg,
this a bad gig?
I hate this for you.
Well, how do you know? How do you know?
How do I know, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, I was also part of Tom's wellness team.
Oh, you were?
Was.
Oh,
but
that's where I know
I was on the psychological side.
Oh, okay.
I was working in him in a therapeutic capacity. And it was through him that he came to me and he said, you know, I am working so hard. I'm doing so much. I need to connect with my family more.
Mm.
I'm having trouble connecting with my family. And so I, of course, come from a big, happy family. We're very close, very physical with each other, very loving.
Yeah. I remember the demons you were listing earlier. Well, it seems like you're almost lying now.
No, we really loved each other, and I'm not overcompensating.
Okay.
So
big tear.
So I suggested to him, I was like, you need to show your family you love them directly and firmly.
Oh, no.
So I told him you could start by kissing your sons on the mouth. This, of course, if you've seen the famous video, Tom Brady is receiving a massage in his home and his son walks in and asks for permission to use an iPad or something. And then his he tries to leave the room, and Tom Brady says, "No, come back and kiss me on the lips," and they share a long kiss on the lips.
And so that's you.
That's something I told him to do.
Wow.
I said, "Kiss your boys. Kiss your boys and film it."
Now, I don't want to be a jerk, but that's something that he has been famously lambasted over.
Not by me. No. I say good. I see growth.
I know.
But when I see him opening up and open mouth kissing his son, I think there's a guy who's growing emotionally.
It's probably been the thing, other than some of the scandals, that he's been made fun of for the most.
Not by me.
I know. I'm not accusing you of...
Well, not by me,
So I just think you might have steered him wrong into a negative.
In what way? You're saying it's wrong to kiss your 12-year-old son on the mouth? Grow up, Greg.
Yeah.
It's 2020.
Yeah, you know what?
It's 2020. We're kissing sons.
No, not on the mouth. Don't kiss your kid on the... You know what? I'm taking a hard conservative stand.
Wow. Behind the times. Anyway, well, that's how I know Tom, is I tell him to kiss children. His children.
Have you done anything else? Have you done anything else in this role?
No.
That's the only thing you've done.
He'll often kind of be like, "I'm having trouble managing the stress of the expectations of my career." And I go, "Well, when was the last time you kissed your son?" And he's like, "Could we talk about something else?" I'm like, "I don't think so. Not until you kiss your son."
Well, of course, you know, there was that week where Tom had some sort of like flu bug, right? So he couldn't kiss his son.
And that was when they lost in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In the first round.
Well, first they tried, you know, who's there when Tom can't do something to do it for him.
Greg.
Yeah.
So you were kissing Tom Brady's son? That's what you are telling me?
Yeah. And now I realize it's because of you.
Wow. What a tangled web. Greg, should we take a break and unpack this?
Hold on, I'm getting a text from the mad scientist.
What's he saying?
Okay. Apparently we're going to do the surgery tonight. Oh, can you take me to the mountaintop at midnight?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm headed up there.
There's probably going to be thunderstorms.
Oh, can't wait.
All right.
We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
All right, bye. Bye.
Bye. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To Firsthand.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
What the hell?
Welcome back, Cotter theme song.
Someone trying to finagle their way in onto my EP?
Maybe.
Come on by the walk-in sometime, brother. Lay down a tasty lick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be on the album.
Great. So now I'll have to add a featuring Greg to that title.
The only problem is I have a deal with the cauliflower crust pepperoni pizza, so I don't know if that would conflict with your deal with the barbecue chop chicken.
You're off the album. Yes, unfortunately.
What a business.
Greg, we've got some guests who also knew Tom Brady pretty directly.
Yeah.
Or no.
Yeah.
Yeah or no.
Normally we cover dead people.
Yes.
So this one, it's
they
like...
They might still know him.
Getting we're used not sure to in what talking capacity. In the present tense,
yes.
Which we never do.
So we'd like to welcome, at this time, our first guest. Please welcome Donna. To Firsthand. Donna's here.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
Wow.
So
hi, Donna.
Yeah, all right. Now you say okay. Hi to me like you're a friend. Before, did you say something about Deflategate?
Yes, of course. I did mention Deflategate. It's part of his career. Are we just not going to talk about that?
Yeah, we're not going to. You know, it's really Deflategate.
Donna settling in.
She's really lounging.
You know what? I got to tell you. Deflategate, the fact that you would invite me into here and then you would bring up the world's bit. Do you know what that was for my family? Do you know what Deflategate was for my family and friends?
I know what you're going to say.
I don't.
I don't want to say the thing you're thinking, but it's that. Okay? It was that for
kind
us.
Kind of your 9/11?
Well, I didn't say it. And okay. So it's important to remember, I did not say that. But every day before bed, we say, may Deflategate never, ever happen again. And we all go around the table while we're eating. Our beans, and we say,
"Boston baked beans."
They're always Boston baked beans. Yep. We're always eating those, and sometimes chowder too.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's more of like a winter one. Baked beans, you can have those all year round.
This is a rough diet. This is sort of the opposite of the TB12.
That's
diet.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't know what you were talking about. You don't eat tomatoes. You don't eat strawberries?
I do eat those things.
You're fucked up. I don't know what your deal is, but you're eating food while people watch you? Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of that. Wow. Cucking. You know what? Cucking? That's what every relation, you know, cucking. That's what, that's just what my marriage is, you know?
How so?
My husband just, you know, I just have sex with other people, and my husband's just sort of watching all the time, going, oh, Donna, really? Again?
So
seriously?
He's like kind of annoyed.
You gotta be kidding me. He's annoyed,
kind of reluctantly participating in a cuck.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say he enjoys it, but he's in a cage in a way. He's in an emotional cage. Mm-hmm.
So it's not devastating for him. For him, it's just like, ugh, Mondays.
That's right. Yeah, for him, it's just sort of like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I thought we talked about this. And then I go, I forgot we talked about it. I'll remember next time.
I forgot we talked about me not having sex with other people.
Exactly. So it's sort of a miscommunication thing where I forget, and then I do it again, and then he goes, Donna. And then, you know, kind of one of those vicious cycles we're in. Maybe we could use some of your big Shakespearean therapy or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Freud, Shakespeare,
it's
whatever that big guy is.
It's not Shakespearean, yeah. I tell you that. But.
Oh, yeah, all right. Sure.
It looks like we already got a deep glimpse into Donna's personal life just off of her talking about going around the table saying that Deflategate is essentially 9/11, which she didn't say, but I said.
And loyal listeners will know Devin and I played a big role in 9/11.
But we haven't talked about it.
We haven't done that episode, but we teased it from time to time.
Do you know Tom Brady directly?
This
indicates to me no.
I'm grateful to be coming on the podcast today to talk about this. So here's what sort of happened. Tom Brady, of course, is the love of my life.
Interesting.
Tom Brady is to me what do you guys like? Books?
Yeah, I like books. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Love books.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you guys like. Tom Brady is really my whole world, and I've been trying to meet him for as long as possible. You know, I've done everything.
Okay.
What have you done?
What steps have you taken?
Well, I'm not proud of this one, but I did.
First one. The first one you're not proud of.
No, and I only get less proud.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but the first one I'm not really proud of is I did a Make-A-Wish. And
Donna,
I know.
Are you sick?
I'm not sick. I'm not even sick. I'm very healthy. In fact, if you can believe it, I'm as sturdy as an ox. I got hit by a car and didn't feel a thing.
I don't know if that's an indicator of health.
Well, I think it is. The car went, whoa, it went spinning out. And I said, yeah, don't try me.
Okay. A stern rebuke for the car.
That's right. Uh-huh. I said, don't try me. It was, you know.
So how did this Make-A-Wish work?
Well, I said hello, and I put on my little baby voice, and I said hello.
Is that voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, I'm a little girl, and I'm sicky, and I need to see Tom Brady.
Who are you calling?
Well, it took me a while to get the right number. For a while, I was just kind of cold calling, hoping that I would land on it. Then the internet came around, and, you know, I could find some numbers. But for a while, I was just calling whoever I could. Do you know Tom Brady? I'm sick. I'm a sick little girl. That kind of thing.
Just cold calling numbers.
That's right.
Saying, do you know Tom Brady? I'm a sick little girl.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And eventually, I got through to make a wish, blah, blah, blah. They found out I wasn't sick.
Or a kid.
And so I kind of got double no's on that one. Got a big no.
A firm no.
It was a double no. Yeah, but I didn't stop. You know, I kept going.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, I found out where he lived. And which you guys know because you're in there all the time eating your little tomatoes.
Yeah, we do go to the house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wish tomatoes were the worst thing I was eating there.
Believe me, I wish tomatoes were the worst thing I've ever eaten too, okay? All right? I've had my fair share of bad things put in my mouth, if you know what I mean, okay? Southside. All right? Okay. Oh, gosh. So, yeah. And then I found this house and I pretended again to be a little girl and sell Girl Scout
necessary?
Cookies.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there was... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, hello. Hello, I'm a little girl. I'm sick, and I have cookies.
Why are you still sick in this version?
I think it always endears people to you a little bit if you add an illness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't really want a cookie, but I'm sick. Okay, now we'll buy the cookie. That kind of thing.
I feel like, yeah, maybe food service
yeah,
isn't
I wouldn't want to buy a cookie from
you
a
know
sick
what?
Person.
It's funny you say that, because that's what got me. I said, I'm sick. I cough, cough. And then I, you know, and they said, oh my God.
Laying
they,
it on thick.
Yeah, I laid it on too thick with the sick, and I was touching the cookies and... Yeah.
You unwrapped them?
I did. I said, it's just a Lucy. You can just get a dollar.
Lucy?
Yeah. It was anything to get in the house. Yeah. But they didn't eat cookies or believe it. And I was sick, so it didn't work.
They didn't eat cookies or believe what you were saying.
So
right,
again,
it was a double whammy.
Double
That's
no.
the thing. I'm getting no's in every direction.
You're getting double no's.
How does your husband feel about this person?
Ask me if I care. Okay, he doesn't love that I'm obsessed with him, but you know, Tom Brady is his hero as well, and so if I could, you know, be one with Tom Brady, then it would be a win for the family.
Okay.
Be one with Tom Brady. That's some grade A psycho talk. I feel like I'm hearing a psychopath talk about putting on his skin.
Well, I would dream of putting on his skin.
Oh.
The idea of wearing a Tom Brady coat, like a mink coat, but with Tom Brady's skin.
That is disgusting.
To you, but to me, oh, that is a lap of luxury.
Sorry, Devin doesn't understand fashion.
Thank you. Thank you, doggy. Thank you, Mr. Ruff Ruff. That's, yeah. Okay, if you want to be in the music biz, you might want to get some fashion
okay,
tips.
Okay, all right. Well, look.
I got a guy, if you want.
You got a guy who, what, makes skin suits?
No. He could really help you just get fashion-y.
I'm fashion-y.
No, he sells all kinds of shirts.
Would you settle for, like, a Julian Edelman coat?
Oh, absolutely. I would try to get my hands on any single one of those guys. Even I heard Drew Bledsoe, and I went, boing, okay, I remember him.
I remember him, yes.
Now, boing.
Yep. Boing.
He's saying that as a stand-in for sexual arousal.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even say stand-in. That's what I say when I'm sexually aroused. I go, oh, boing.
Really?
And that's when my husband goes, all right, we got to get going. And she, get to bed, kids. That kind of thing.
Get to bed, kids. But then before he knows it, someone else is entering the house to have sex with you.
Because I said, exactly. And then he goes, oh, and I said, you weren't quick enough. Yeah, I said, next time maybe. Yeah.
Devin, now I feel like I don't want to gloss past a detail that made me really sad.
Go ahead.
Kids?
Yeah.
That's right.
So the woman I'm looking at before me.
Thank you for calling me a woman. You're the first person who's called me a lady in a while. Usually I just go, oh, God, what is she? Who is this person here? Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Children in this house.
Yeah.
So how many children?
Well, that depends.
What the fuck?
On?
I got a couple. My husband's got a couple. We got a couple together. So, give or take six. Some live with us. Some go, no thank you. And they...
Some go, no thank you. Yeah. Some were emancipated, it sounds like.
That's right. Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Some were legally taken from us.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But,
air quotes, but it seemed pretty real.
Yep. Yep, I was actually just itching my face.
Sorry.
So we have kids, and I try to get them into football now because I figure if I can get them into football and they could play in the major leagues, and then I could get...
Meet Tom Brady that way.
Yeah, if they could just play major league football.
If they could just play major league football.
Yeah, that would be great.
I'm so sick of the MLF. They're like, they don't pay taxes?
Yeah,
what?
It's ridiculous.
Ugh.
Now, Donna, let me ask you
this.
Obviously, of course, we're still, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we're still a little up in the air about Tom Brady's future with the New England Patriots. Has that been sorted out?
It hasn't. By the time this... episode is out, it definitely will be,
yes.
But right at time of recording, we do not
we
know.
We do not know, and how does that make Donna
feel?
Oh
boy, Donna's really...
Well, I'll tell you what.
Donna settled in deeper.
Somehow deeper in the couch.
I'll tell you what. Tom Brady isn't going anywhere.
Huh.
And I'll tell you, if he decides to go to another team and not the New England Patriots, there will be riots like you've never seen. I don't know what I will do if he is no longer on the Patriots.
This is starting to sound like a threat.
Well, I don't see it that way, but if he were to happen to go to any other team,
Got a little butterfly knife out of her pocket.
Yeah.
Twirling it.
I have his address.
Oh, boy.
Now Donna is taking on a makeup kit and putting on Joker makeup?
With a switch with a butterfly knife.
And I know where he lives.
And if you're picturing that she's doing this smoothly and not cutting her face, you are wrong.
Wrong. There are nicks happening.
It's not going to be a pretty ending for him.
This is bleak.
So,
because Donna, did you see this? Someone did this on Twitter. There's a Photoshop of Tom Brady in a Colts uniform, and that.
Oh, Donna is going catatonic at this. Okay.
I will be haunted by that photo for the rest of my life.
Let's give Donna a second to collect herself.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you just take a moment. Drink some of this Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Of course, is a liquefied, blended box of glazed donuts from Dunkin'.
That's right.
Drink some of that.
Yeah, it's my preferred Dunkin' beverage.
Yeah.
America runs on it.
Mm.
All right. Well, while Donna is convalescing with her liquefied donut, let's bring in our other guest. Okay. Now this is someone I'm not sure exactly how they're connected with Tom Brady,
sounds
but
familiar.
Maybe us and Donna can figure it out with him. This is Roger Newfoundland.
Hello, loves. Right. Nice to be here.
Oh, Roger.
Proper.
It's proper to be here.
Yeah. In it, bruv.
It is.
Yeah.
A true Brit in the...
Yes.
I'm from California, mate.
That's interesting.
Right. Los Angeles, born and bred, love.
That's interesting.
Yes, right.
So why do you have this accent that is sort of not what I think of as a California accent?
I don't hear anything on my voice.
You don't hear anything?
No.
Yeah.
I'm always been here.
Oh, okay. He's always been here. Okay.
I'm from here. My family's from here. I've always been here.
Talk about some California specifics, but in that voice.
Right. There's big spires.
Yeah.
Where I'm from.
Yeah.
There's a big river that runs through it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's on an island.
Sounds like California.
Right. Technically, everything's an island if you think about it, right?
Oh.
I think he's talking about London.
Yeah, sounds like it.
We got the tube, mind the gap.
Oh, pretty classically a London thing.
I'm Californian, through and through.
Okay.
Through and through.
California, through and through. Now, Roger, how are you, if you're so California, through and through, how do you know someone so New England like Tom Brady?
I'm Tom's stand-in when he does commercials and television shows.
And he's from Northern California originally.
Wow.
San Mateo.
Now, Donna, is this exciting to you to see someone who stands in for Tom Brady? I mean, this is almost as good as the real deal.
Oh, you bet. I put that knife away and I'm back. I got a little bit of Dunkies in me and I'm looking at my boingy boing next meal, in a way.
Yes.
I get a lot of attraction from the ladies. I look exactly like Tom, except I'm 7 inches shorter.
You're 7 inches shorter. Now, that to me would be a reason you would maybe not be hired as his stand-in, is you don't actually match the same height. So if they were lighting for him, it would not match.
I wear very tall shoes.
Okay.
They look like goths.
Oh, you're wearing sort of platform Doc Martens?
Right. Yeah. About 7 inches extra.
Now, a lot of times the stand-in will be like, you know, I've maybe been on a Hollywood TV set or two. It seems like if you're a famous enough person, the stand-in is just whichever buddy you want to get paid to hang out all day, and they can make them as tall. So are you buds with Tom Brady, or how did you get the job?
Well, me and Tom met on the set of Entourage. In 2009.
That's right. He was in the Entourage movie?
No, he was in an episode. He did the movie in 2015.
Wow.
Right, bro.
Wow.
Right, proper.
Isn't fun.
It?
That is something. Proper.
Were
you
then you were on the set of Ted 2?
I was. As soon as I got the job, I never left it.
Okay.
Sure. He liked my work. He liked my style.
And what is your work?
I stand.
Yeah. And what's your style?
My style?
Yeah.
California.
Okay. So he liked that you stand and are California.
Kind of a skate surf punk vibe.
Yes. Yeah. Sort of a Lord of Dogtown.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that movie? It's a skateboarder.
What's that?
Lords of Dogtown. It's like in the...
What's that, love?
A true California boy would know Lords of Dogtown.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
What about Downton Abbey? You know Downton Abbey?
Oh, yes. Them boys love the skate.
No, that's interesting. I think of that as a classically British thing. But
me and Tom are real close, trying to get closer to Tom, you know, keep being there when he needs me.
Yeah.
Oh, but Donna, this must drive you crazy with jealousy.
This, yeah. This guy's with Tom all
the
time.
No worries. Just between us, I'm putting a tracking device on this guy. I now got a quicker way to get to Tom Brady. This is big, big good news for me.
So Donna is putting a large tracking device.
Yeah.
Strapping it to tote bag. Yeah, and strapping the tote bag to Roger's ankle.
I like your style.
That's part of your California style. Wow.
Now, camouflage protocol.
Oh, no. What?
What is this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What?
Hello.
Roger has
my energy coils have failed.
Roger has drifted away. With the man that
Son
I saw as
bitch.
Roger is gone and is replaced by...
Hello, I'm Sojanube.
Sojanube, an alien who visited us in season one of this podcast.
It's nice to see you guys. I'm sorry for deceiving you.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm back.
You're back.
You're back.
So, okay.
First member of the Two Timers Club.
That's right. The first return guest is an alien.
I'm sorry to deceive you guys.
Now, just for a little backstory, you are an alien who lived on the moon.
Correct. Well, I was visiting the dark side of the moon. It is a vacation hotspot.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm from Zone 5.
That's right. And
wow,
and
you
so,
really recently listened to that.
And so you were camouflaged as Tom Brady's stand-in, Roger Newfoundland?
Exactly. I've been masquerading as Roger Newfoundland because I'm trying to get close to Tom because I have a personal vendetta against him.
You have a vendetta against Why? Tom Brady. I tell you who's not going to like this.
Who?
One Donna.
Donna, please don't touch me. I will turn you Donna. Into a dog.
Too late. I'm already touching you, buddy. I don't believe in aliens. I don't even believe in that the Earth is bigger than New England. So I got a big problem with you. Don't come near my boy.
Wow. Okay. Now, Donna, this has got to be tough. If you're looking at what was someone who maybe looked a little like Tom Brady and is now an alien with a vendetta against him.
I can't believe it. You guys are sick for bringing me on this podcast. Did
know.
You know this?
Donna, we
you
didn't
guys
know.
Are you
Donna, please.
I got
have some
every
more
single person I know is a cop, and I swear to God, I'm gonna have them all come here and tase you.
No, if you tase Sojanube, I don't even know what would happen.
I will destroy the planet.
Okay. Good God. And I know you might think the planet is smaller than New England, but it's actually quite a bit bigger, and him destroying the planet would be bad.
It would be pretty bad.
It'd be bad.
I would miss this place.
Yes.
But there are better places.
There are. Are?
Of course.
Like where?
Get your head out of a box.
Like the Cape? Like the Cape God or something?
Like Cape God.
I mean, Zone 5's pretty nice.
Zone 5.
It's very ethereal and you float
Zone 5,
clouds.
That's what I am when I'm flying on a plane when they go, okay, and now Zone 5.
Those are
is
bad
that what
tickets,
it is? No, those are when I'm like fancy dancy. Sometimes I'm in the luggage.
We talked about this last week.
Is that right?
Because some of the charity work I've been doing is helping people who get anxiety on planes. I'll go on with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Like how did I not see that I was a dog?
Now, Sojanube.
Yes.
What is your vendetta against Tom Brady? Where does it come from?
Well, it's pretty complicated, and if you give me a moment, I can take you down the whole road.
Wonderful. I'd love to go down this rabbit hole with you.
As many of you know, Tom is soon to maybe move or retire.
Yes.
No.
And he's been buying up a lot of property around the United States.
Wow, interesting.
Now, I was conducting an experiment in Calabasas, California.
Good place.
On a empty lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing an experiment to see if plants grow better or worse with different kinds of music, like that Mythbusters episode. And
yes. So it seems like something that you could have just watched that and arrived at the conclusion.
I don't trust them.
I see.
Anybody who trusts the Mythbusters is a cuck.
Now there's something we can agree on.
Yes,
okay,
we can all agree on
that.
Let's not say pejoratively.
Greg, come on. We can agree that the Mythbusters are cucks.
I'm the cucker, so.
Okay, well.
Make fun of cucks all you want.
So you were growing plants in Calabasas.
Yes, I was growing plants, and I was putting them with different types of music to
boring,
see how they grow.
Boring.
It's actually pretty.
Donna, please.
Science.
We don't have plants like you have plants.
You don't.
So I wanted to learn how your plants work to see if I could bring them back to Zone 5.
Okay.
And then I left just for a brief moment to go to Soak City in Southern California near Knott's Berry Farm.
And that's a water park?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I love a lazy river.
Uh-huh.
That is one of my favorite Earth attraction.
You like floating in a tube.
Yes, it feels nice.
Yeah.
It reminds me of being in space.
Really?
Yes.
So if we wanted to experience what it might be like to be in space, we should go on a lazy river.
Yes.
Wow.
Anyways, I was coming back. My feet burned from the cement.
Oh.
Mm.
And there was a house fully built on my experiment. All of
Come
my plants
on.
Were gone. And it said, Tom lives here now.
It said, Tom lives here now?
Yes.
How long were
so
you
So I went
in
back
City?
In time.
Wait.
Hold on. Forget my question.
Yeah. It's Greg, it's just not worth it. I want to hear about going back in time.
Listeners, tweet at us. Tweet what do you want to do? Get into the logistics of the timeline or figure out about time travel? What's more exciting?
And I'm looking at the listener tweets, and they do want to hear about the manipulation of time itself. Well, what happened here?
Well, I jumped back in time through a vorpal. As you know,
a
very popular way to travel through space and time.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, how am I going to get this motherfucker? How am I going to...
Pretty competitive.
How am I going to absolutely ruin this man?
And what decision did you arrive
at? I'm going to get so close to him that he will always need me, and then I will infiltrate his family, kill him, and then just wear my platform boots and remain to be him.
Wow, so you are going to kill Tom Brady and become him?
Well, technically, I went back in time, and I got a job. As a stand-in.
Yes.
So I've gotten very close to him.
Yes.
Very, very close.
Was the time travel necessary to him?
Yeah.
Well, yes, because he bought the house recently. And I had to go back in time.
Before he got it.
It's hard to build trust.
Yes.
Humans do not trust other people very easily.
No, but they need someone who's stood by their side throughout the filming of Ted 2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He has no reservations.
Now, is that... Was he on Bourdain or something?
What's that?
Suchinube, unfamiliar Bourdain? With Anthony Bourdain.
I do not know that.
Uh-huh. Now, I got to imagine that at this point, Donna's blood is boiling. You were talking about killing the goat.
Well, yeah, you got your security guards on me trying to hold me down. Yes. I've been trying to come at you this whole time.
That's
What's your name? Alien boy?
Sojanube.
I can't pronounce that.
Just try it.
I can't.
Just try it.
Sojanube.
Try it one more time.
Sojanube.
Imagine you're playing a steel drum with your tongue.
Oh, God.
Wow, that got her further away than I thought was possible. Really wild.
I'm so sorry to upset you, but you don't know what it's like to have one of your things destroyed.
Believe me, I do. I've had every single one of my things destroyed.
I don't know what
By myself,
means.
I have some rage issues, and I just sort of start throwing my things away.
So is that your car in the parking lot?
I'm sorry, yeah, that's my car.
It looks like one of those cars where like they'll have a fundraiser where everyone can hit it with a bat and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, unfortunately, no money was raised in the destruction of that car.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't you dare lay hands on him.
Wow.
I'll come to your little zone and you think plants is the coolest thing we got here? You haven't seen bad things.
Okay, Donna's threat falling apart at the end, but still.
Is that true, Sojanobi? Have you seen bad things?
I've seen a few bad things, but maybe based on the scale of other bad things, they are not that bad.
Wow.
I've seen a man get his eyelids cut off and a cigar put in his eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that bad?
Christ.
Yes.
Is that bad?
Pretty bad. Extremely bad.
Is that bad?
Yes.
How bad?
Really
that's
bad.
Is there things worse than that?
One of the worst things I've ever imagined.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you this. How bad do you think the Deflategate scandal was? Where does that rank?
It seems pretty low-key.
Oh.
Pretty
low-key.
It doesn't seem that bad.
Certainly.
See, this is you agree with this.
You got a lot to learn about American culture.
Yeah.
Mr. Stand-in.
Wow.
Sojanube.
You saying Mr. Stand-in was the closest you've come to saying his name, Greg.
Well, you know what? Why don't we try to diffuse a little tension here? Yeah. Why don't we take a short break and we'll come back with Donna and Sojanube.
Sojanube.
Sojanube. God.
I
canceled?
No, it's hard.
All right. Oh, getting a text from Mad Scientist.
And?
Oh, I'm supposed to wear, it says, whatever's most likely to get struck by lightning.
Okay, let's take a break.
Hey guys, this is Greg Gallant, co-host of the First Hand Podcast. Just asking you if you can to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a 5-star rating or tweet about the show or Instagram about the show or write a handwritten letter. No one writes letters anymore. Write a letter to a friend about the First Hand Podcast. Thank you.
Stop it. Stop it. Get your hands off of me.
So
camouflage. Camouflage.
Oh, Donna's just smashing her own windpipe.
Coming back from break, and Donna seems to be changing before my eyes.
I'm sorry that I deceived all of you by pretending to be Donna.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Soja Nube.
Wait. No. She has the same name?
That's right. It's, all of
you
us
do
have...
not differentiate in Zone 5.
So we this is a second camouflaged alien from the dark side of the moon.
That's
what
right.
is going on?
Well, you guys don't need to know this, but we were very in love in Zone 5. But then, of course, Soja Nube left to go chase Tom Brady and left me alone. And so I was heartbroken on the moon.
Wow.
And so I decided I had to go deeply undercover. As who? Well, someone who loved Tom Brady.
Oh,
I've been chasing you this whole time.
Oh, man.
Soja Nube.
It has been so long since I've seen you.
I know.
Or someone of my kind.
Yes.
Football, am I right, Dad? Any given Sunday.
Yes.
You never know what's going to happen.
I feel like I'm in the locker room. Yeah, a Major League Football locker room right now.
I've missed you so much.
I've missed you. I knew when you were making plants that that was a message to me. Oh, because of my love for plants.
You loved plants.
I really did.
This is a real love connection between you guys. You've been masquerading in different bodies, but you were always meant to be together, is what I'm hearing.
That's right.
Oh, you even answered at the same time.
I was about to say the same thing.
You were about to say the same thing.
Yes, well, we are programmed identically.
So you robots are aliens.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Well, we can explain. We can make that seem normal.
Yes.
Okay,
great.
There's a very simple explanation that we could share with you.
I think we definitely have time to hear that explanation.
Yeah,
so yeah, please, go ahead.
Sure.
I get it.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. I
suddenly
understand
find
it
myself
all.
Filled with an understanding
whoa.
Of and, what they meant.
And wait, Devin, fight me Taekwondo style real quick.
Okay.
Oh, wow. We learned it was a Matrix style thing where we got knowledge and combat skills.
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, thank you, guys.
Holy shit.
Will you forgive me?
Of course. Will you forgive me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, my
well,
God.
We certainly have to thank you both for having us on here.
This is incredible, Aunt Greg. I mean, we're bringing lovers together.
Yes.
I never thought we'd be able to use it, but we built a first-hand podcast studio honeymoon suite. Do you guys want to use that?
Oh.
And it's alien size.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Excuse me.
Yeah, this was a weird.
What does that mean?
Okay,
excuse
this was a weird project
me?
Of
Sorry,
Greg's
no,
that he decided to make a pod where he could have sex with people, and it's never come up before.
No,
it's
Devin, don't try to save
okay,
him.
Okay, sorry.
Why?
Sorry.
This keeps
what?
Happening
no,
with you guys.
You guys, just we were having a lovely conversation.
I know it.
Old
I know
lovers
it.
Reunited
yes.
after what will be what 2 million years?
Yes, we, about two million years. You have no idea what that's like. You have no idea.
You don't even have the
You're
slightest
right.
idea.
I know that. I don't. Okay.
Every time I'm on this pod, I come in, I blow your mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you act like I'm just some cartoon comic strip alien.
No.
Yes. So sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
Sujanube, that's not
that
what it
is. Why does Greg have this room with big green antennas
Greg,
everywhere?
What the fuck?
Look, I built this when I had a more narrow...
How small do you think aliens are?
Oh, boy.
Like,
Greg, I'm going to let you know right now. This is a trap.
No, it's not a trap. You remember the Indian in the cupboard?
Yes.
All right. So now it should be the Native American in the cupboard.
That's right.
Right?
Yep. That was the first thing I was reacting to.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what I'm picturing. You're little action figure sized aliens that come.
Wow.
When you look at our bodies,
Greg, look at their bodies.
Look at our bodies.
Are we the size of a Native Indigenous person? Toy action figure?
What's the size of a Native Indigenous person?
I don't like
toy
this.
Action figure.
A toy action
no,
figure.
No, you took a pause and I should have jumped
I was breathing.
In earlier. I had you.
I was legitimately breathing and I want to make that very clear.
Wow. As we can see.
Look, let's not all try to cancel each other.
They're bigger than that. They're bigger than that, Greg.
I'm sorry.
They're
I'm
big.
Sorry. Well, then you can't fuck in this room because it's basically the size of a birdhouse.
We don't need to have sex. We can just open our flaps.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my God.
But is that a sexual thing?
Oh,
should
yes.
we?
Oh, yeah, we... Daddy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're doing
yeah.
it.
Oh,
should
yes.
we leave the room?
No, it's okay.
No, okay.
It'll be over real quick.
I feel like I'm being...
Soon. It's been 2 million years.
I'm
it
being
won't take very long.
Cooked in some capacity.
Oh, no.
So Genovi has been doing No Nut November for 2 million years.
That's right.
I'm loyal, baby.
Yes.
Wow.
We made a vow.
A lot of buildup.
Yes.
And here it goes.
Oh. Hey, Greg, down. Greg, down.
Sorry, that was... I don't know why that sound had an effect on me.
Wow. I'm suddenly filled with an understanding of what true sexual pleasure is. Wow.
Yes.
Wait, Greg, fight me Taekwondo style real quick. Yes, wow, that was really sexual.
Wow.
Now, should we get into our final segment here, Greg?
Greg, before we get into the final segment,
yes.
If you want to become a dog.
I don't. I'm trying not to become a dog.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Such
I simply
bay.
Misunderstood.
Don't turn him more into a dog. We're trying to round a corner in a positive way with him.
Unfortunately, okay? That is too late.
What?
Yes.
No. What?
What have you done?
What's happening?
Well, of course, because of our time travel, we have been studying you for a very long time.
No.
Yes. Okay. And we unfortunately have, okay. we thought that you wanted to be a dog. So as our gift to the podcast today, we brought bones that you've been chewing on that accelerate the growth.
No.
These bones I've been chewing on were related to that?
Well, that's, we thought it was obvious. They
were
bones.
I'm pissed. I'm royally pissed by this.
Oh, I guess we screwed it up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I guess we really screwed it up.
screwed it up,
as the phrase goes.
That's the phrase. Wow. Well, I'm incensed.
Damn it.
Greg, this is horrible for you. This is a backslide.
This is, I didn't want to say it too, but, I mean, Sojanubi.
Why even try at this point?
I feel like you change it.
It's...
Greg.
Okay.
Greg.
Okay, Greg.
Don't be rude.
Wow.
You want to be a bitch ass dog, Greg?
Yeah. Oh,
no.
We're seeing a new sign.
You
want to
be a bitch ass dog, Greg?
Okay. No, I don't.
Wow.
Well, Sojanube was the first guest that I ever shot.
That's right.
I've been so good this year. I haven't shot any of our guests, but my.
You don't got that thing on you, Greg.
You're right. I don't
Sojanube
have.
Sojanube hitting us with sort of an urban colloquialism. Got that thing on him.
I know Greg doesn't have that
thing. I don't have
on
a blower. I don't have a heater.
Greg does not stay strapped.
I don't have a Nina on my side.
Uh-huh.
But I'm looking at our security guards that were restraining Donna earlier. And, they're
distracted
they
right now.
They, of course, have AR-15s.
They have AR-15s, but they're busy eating all
but
that
I'm not
Duncan.
Gonna do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Let's do the segment.
Should we just do a quick version of the segment?
Yeah.
We're just going to go around and share our favorite Tom Brady moments. Greg, what's your favorite moment of Tom Brady's career?
My favorite moment of Tom Brady's career was when they lost the Super Bowl to the Eagles.
Just kind of a direct.
Yep.
You liked when he was disappointed and unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More because he was so upset that night that he really went to town on some food and I got to have a great big old meal.
I see. Yeah. Wow.
Whenever every one of Tom's biggest failures, which there are very few of,
yes,
meant that I had a big ass meal.
Wow. Must be
so
nice.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Let's just say thanks for the lobster, Eli Manning.
Well, Greg, my favorite moment of Tom Brady's career had to be when he leveraged his free agent status and the uncertainty of where he was going to go into a Hulu commercial during the Super Bowl this year. I just thought that was a really tasteful way to handle it. That was something we talked about internally of like, what a cool way to sort of tease and toy with all your loyal fans and use it as an excuse to just get a big old check from Hulu.
Because what's the one thing, everyone hates LeBron James and everything about him. What's the one thing they like about LeBron? When he did the decision.
That's right.
Toying with the fans.
That's right. And Tom Brady took his talents to a streaming service, yeah. Hulu. And I tell you, we were really happy about that deal, and we celebrated it by kissing his son on the mouth.
Okay.
And I'm being investigated for that. So I don't want to dig any deeper on what I just said. Donna, or should I say Sojanube 2.0.
Nah, no problem. Went back to Donna. Donna when I heard favorite moment of Tom Brady.
Okay.
I went right back
snap
into
back.
It.
So
snap
Donna,
back.
What
happens
is it?
Quick.
What is it for you?
For me, it's every single time he gets on that big field and he runs out in those tight pants. I get my face as close to the screen as I can and I pretend for a moment that we're running together in a field.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still just really romantically connected.
That's right.
But that's got to be tough because now you're romantically connected with your real partner. I mean, you must be torn between Donna's romantic connections and Sojanube's connections.
Nah, you know, they're really all the same thing, okay? You come to realize once you've been around 2 million years, stand-in, Tom Brady, what's 7 inches? What? You know, what's, mm-hmm. you know, it's pretty much the same thing.
What's 7 inches? That's what I tell my wife.
Okay.
You know what do you mean? What do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't
did
know
you think
I
that
mean.
Was cool?
Yeah, I guess what's I did.
Even if you had a 7-inch dick, no, what no, do you mean? You I walk in I, and you no, tell her I what's think 7 I
mean,
inches?
I think I mean she wishes I had one, and I say, hey, what is it?
I think she goes, hey, my old ex had a 14-inch cock. And then he goes, hey, what's 7 inches? Okay.
That's exactly.
That, kind of like that.
That's exactly.
Okay. I know from experience, I've heard that phrase before from my husband.
That makes sense. Now, Tsuchinube 1.0, how do you feel about Tom Brady and his career highlights? What's your favorite?
My favorite highlight has yet to come.
Oh, boy.
Interesting.
And it will be when I tape off all of his holes, including his fingernails.
Jesus Christ.
And fingertips.
Oh, my God.
And I put a bike pump in his mouth.
Oh, boy.
And I pump him full of air.
Give me the gun.
You get it from the...
Don't.
And I will pump.
Give me the gun.
Pump. Pump.
You're going to inflate Tom Brady.
And he will pop.
I got to tell you.
Like a bad pimple.
I'm watching Donna raise a gun, okay? And I'm Tsuchinube, your life is in danger.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. Take it back.
You couldn't do it if you tried.
Take it back.
Do it, Donna.
Don't open your flap like that. Do not open your flap. You know what that does to me.
Shoot me in the flap if you're going to shoot me. So at least I can feel something before I'm gone.
When you pull that trigger and you take a life, God, nothing feels like that.
Greg, stop it. Don't encourage this.
Let me watch you do it. I'm going to get in the cuck cage.
Greg, get out of the cuck cage.
I'm getting murder cucked.
Oh, no.
Did you make that cuck cage for us? Look at how small that cuck cage is, Sergio. Look how small it is. You thought we were going to fit in that little thing?
You're an absolute disgrace.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting. Please, nobody kill anyone, okay? Please.
All right. I'll go eat the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my God.
Mix.
She's going to eat the Dunkin' Donuts, which, of course, is a big thing of frozen coffee.
That's right.
You guys looking for a roommate?
I'm not.
I am,
really,
actually.
Okay. Wow.
Incidentally, yeah.
So maybe you could live with Greg.
If you are cool with that.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be nice, because then we wouldn't have to be separated like we were after all.
I don't want to live with you.
Huh.
That was just, honestly, a pretty direct question for Greg.
No, I got it.
I looked right at Greg when I said it. So.
Well, then you kind of looked at me.
Devin, what's up?
That was me looking at you being like, I hope he doesn't answer.
Wow, it's pretty fucking rude. Well, I guess I'm not so sad that your relationship broke up before our eyes.
I'll miss you.
Another 2 million years, maybe.
I'll miss you, too.
Aw. Wow. Greg, this has been one of the most incredible episodes we've ever had.
A nice ending. That's what I'm about now.
She fired the shot. Oh, no. Tsuchinube
right in the flapper.
Bleeding out of the flapper. Donna has fully returned, leaving behind.
She's putting on her Joker makeup again.
I led a great life that had absolutely no
reservations.
Oh, is that,
is that Bourdain? Is that Bourdain?
Let's do plugs, Devin.
Let's do plugs, I guess. Let's just get into it. Tsuchinube or Anthony Bourdain, what do you have to plug?
There's a very good podcast called I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club Anymore.
Yes.
Where Jacob Wysocki attempts to watch Fight Club for 72 hours straight.
Wow. That sounds
check it out.
Awful.
It's bad.
It's bad. Well, I'm glad you're a fan of something. I'm glad you can find comfort as you pass away before our eyes.
Oh, no. He turns to dust.
I can't remember if that's what happened when I shot him, but I'm sure it is.
It must be. No. Oh, yeah, getting a head shake from the dust.
The dust. Shaking the dust head. Is going now, over to the Keurig. The dust is really settling into the office.
Now, Donna Tsuchinube, what do you have to plug at this time? Anything at all?
Yeah, you know, if you're in San Francisco next weekend, I'll be at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, I think, the 15th. It's a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Sunday night football, but it's Sunday night stand-up. Kind of fun.
Kind of fun.
7:30. Still some tickies left.
Kinda
come on
fun.
Out. That's it.
Wow, wonderful. Well, Greg, did it.
I just want to plug self-care and wellness because everything I've done in the last year I probably would have gotten involved in a gunfight tonight if this were last year. But yeah. Everything I've done has changed. My heart has changed, and I'm no longer the violent guy I once was.
Wow.
And I'm getting a text from the mad scientist. Okay, midnight. Oh, yeah, apparently he's going to take out my heart.
Okay, that's a problem for me. I'm going to go to the walk-in and eat a barbecue chopped chicken salad, the healthiest unhealthy menu item at California Pizza Kitchen.
Cauliflower pizza, cauliflower crust.
Goodbye.